I Can't Explain Why by Mia Sundby.
The observation room was dark, the only lights ticking slowly on the sides of the tightly crammed police tech. On this side of the two-way mirror, Detective Morgan Brawler chewed on her thumbnail as she watched Detective Al Trent murmur to the civilian. The poor woman looked half dead with fear. Her eyes were sunken and red from crying, puffy and half unseeing even as they dashed around the small room. Her hair was in disarray, and her hands, which had scarcely stopped twitching since she got here, tapped at the table's surface. Brawler watched her with narrowed eyes. Judging by Al's slumped shoulders, the woman wasn't giving him much to work with in her frazzled state. Even with his back turned, Brawler could tell that he was giving the civilian a comforting smile as he stood from the rickety police department chair, patting the table as though it were the woman's arm, and left the room. Brawler watched the woman run her hands through her hair, clearly exhausted. "Nothing," Al said, as he stepped through the door on the other side of the two-way mirror. He looked nearly as worn out as the civilian. Brawler sighed. "Well, we didn't expect much." She eyed the woman again. "Why don't I take over? You look like you could do with a break." Al blinked. "Who am I kidding? A break sounds good." He paused, brows furrowing. "Are you sure you'll be okay if I..." Brawler took the folder from his hands with a smile. "Of course." She looked down at the file, skimming through the details of the statement the civilian had given at the time of her panicked call, and in the hours since. Tall, thin man, pale skin, dressed in black. Something wrong with the way he moved. "I let him in. I knew something was wrong, but I let him in. I can't explain why I did these things." Snapping the folder shut, Brawler met Al's eyes with a reassuring smile. "Go get yourself a coffee, Al." His own smile was weary as he said, "Thanks, Morgan. Can I get you anything? Maybe a..." On the threshold of the door, he paused, confusion passing over his face. "That's strange. I can't remember what you like. How long have we been partners now, Morgan?" Brawler didn't dare look up. "Every day feels like the first now." For one long, agonizing moment, Trent was silent. Then he laughed. "Sure does, Morgan, sure does." And he was gone. She didn't let herself breathe a sigh of relief. The hard part was still to come. The civilian looked up as she stepped into the room, her brows furrowing. "Where did Detective Trent go?" "I'm his partner," Brawler said with a smile. She didn't sit down. "I'm so sorry you had such a traumatizing night, Shirley. I promise it won't trouble you anymore." Brawler didn't give her time to react as a bright white light consumed them both.